This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. And it is a welcome back. Some of you make fun of me for saying that. But it is a welcome back because you know why? Because you were here yesterday, probably, or the day before, or you've been here before. So technically that would be back, right? So and thank you for the technology check there in the chat room. Very much appreciated. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My mad black man from Baltimore joins us tonight. Corey Duncan will be with us after the break. I always get a lot of good feedback when he's on the show. Mostly people ask me to have him slow down. Yeah, good luck. No, seriously. Hop on his Facebook page. Tell him to slow down. Watch what happens. Ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I've got a lot of crazy stories tonight, and I kind of been saving them up from the time that we talked a couple of days ago. But here's the thing. Last night, I was participating in a celebration here in California. It was the primaries last night here in California, where the show originates. And the thing that irritates me to no end is we now have what's called an open primary in California. Now, for a state that's over 2-1, Dems to Republicans, somehow they voted in what's called an open primary, which means why we even have the primary, I don't know at this point. It makes absolutely no sense. Because here's the deal. You could end up with two Republicans or two Democrats running. See, it's the two top vote getters. It's not the top Republican vote getter or the top Democrat vote getter. Now, who do you think pushed that through, considering that most cities, most towns, most areas are dominated by Democrats in California? How do you think that is? I don't know. Whatever. But when you look at that, you can't win. Right now, we had 32 people running for U.S. Senate in California. It's just nuts. First time I ever saw one position on two pages. Come on, you guys serious? And the two top vote getters were both Democrats, both loons, and not just because they're Democrats, no, they are loons. They're women. So if I said they were women and they're loons, right? One's a black, an African American female, and then the other one is a Sanchez, Loretta Sanchez. She is a real nut. Just Google her. Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez from California. Seriously. So Kamala Harris, she was the one. Right? She was the one that investigated MRC but didn't investigate Planned Parenthood. Right? She was the one that refused to go after a cold-blooded cop killer or go after the death penalty for a cold-blooded cop killer. Right? She refuses to go after illegals when they commit. I mean, she just doesn't really care about the rule of law. For an attorney general for a state, she can't seem to find the law with both hands if you put it in those hands of hers. So, and I can never let a night go by without really irritating the crud out of my LGBTQ friends. I don't know if I should do this now, though. I may wait for the second hour. You know what I mean? That would work out better all the way around. I want to do that story about the boy. I want to really go off on that story. The boy that won the state champion. Now he's a transgender. And he is, or she, is running on the girls' team. And the girls are upset because he beats them all the time. Well, of course. Come on, think this thing through. See, I started to do it. And I'm going to hold it for the next hour. I really am. And then the other thing that I make my, I don't even know how to do this without irritating most of my Catholic friends, but I don't know what to do here. You know what? You know what confuses me about California? Somebody just said something that just kind of made me think. I do that every once in a while. Think every once in a while. In California, when we can do referendums on our ballot. So somebody comes up with a law they think is really good, and they want to put it in front of the people as opposed to in front of the loons in Sacramento. They'll put the law on the ballot, right? And Californians overwhelmingly continually keep voting in some of the most conservative laws in the country, right? They voted for a ban against same-sex marriage, and when that was overturned because it was unconstitutional, they voted for a constitutional amendment in same-sex marriage, and that was voted in unconstitutional. And another thing is, I was driving down the road today, speaking of unconstitutional, I got to think, because, you know, they're fighting about the death penalty in this country. How inhumane it is. And the one I love is it's unconstitutional, right? So you guys in the chat room, you got to chime up on this one. It's unconstitutional. Just keep that phrase in mind. The framers of the Constitution, the guys who signed it, the guys who wrote it, the guys who lived it out for the first few years, they had capital punishment. They put people to death. If it was unconstitutional, would they have been putting people to death? The guys who wrote the document? I'm just asking. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So you would think, I love it. I love the same thing with Thomas Jefferson, not Thomas Jefferson, what's his name? I'll get to it. Anyway, so when you go down, when you think about these things, and you think about the lunacy that the courts, when they say something is unconstitutional that our founding fathers were actually doing, okay, actually, you know, and they didn't allow you 27 years of appeals. In California, one of the things that bothers them is we have people on death row 15, 20, 25. I think the longest person on death row has been on there for 37 years. That is cruel and unusual punishment. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, put your seatbelt on. Corey Duncan joins me right after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle thrill of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Especially if you hit the right buttons and we really get to come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of fun here tonight. I got to tell you what, this is a first for me, anyhow. And I think it's a first for him, too. Corey Duncan joins us. This time, I've never done this before. So this time, it's a live Skype shot. So what do you think of that? Live, yeah, maybe. Here, any second now. There you go, a live Skype shot. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. Yeah. So anybody watching, you take a look. You know, he's look at a big smile on his face, right?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
You should, well, you got some good news. I mean, well, I won't say good news, but you got some news for us out of Baltimore tonight because, you know, maybe are the games ever going to stop over there between that wonderful elected group of people and the cops themselves?
Well, once again, thank you for having me on the show. No, it's getting interesting that Miss Mosby now with the third officer is now getting going to have. The third officer is now going to press charges. Not press charges, but it's going to sue her for defamation of character. So,
here's the problem, Corey, is the taxpayers are paying for that. So they're getting screwed again. They got screwed in the original stuff that went down. They're getting screwed through the, the $6 million that was given to the family before anybody was called guilty, right?
Exactly. They seem to not have a problem with spending $5 or $10 million on a trial that they can't win anyway. You know, I had a conversation with a colleague of mine, and I basically told them the same thing that, and they say, well, yeah, you said that she was going to spend money on a trial that she couldn't win, and I said, now they're asking for her to resign now, and she needs to go along with the mayor too.
Yeah, but who's asking her to resign though? I mean. It must be white people who hate black people, right?
Well, you guys African conservatives like myself, well, I've been asked for all of them to step down because they don't know how to run the government anyway. That's pretty obvious. But, you know, and the other officer, the van driver, is going on trial today. And my thing of it is that I think they might get a conviction out of him, but I don't think they will. I don't think they will. I think they're just reaching and trying to grasp for anything they can get their hands on to say, see, we told you so, or whatever like that. But I don't even think they're going to get one with this.
No, I think you're right. They're looking for anything they can get to be able to say, look, we weren't chasing nothing. See, we got one out of six convictions, and we only spent $72 million.
Exactly. Well, they don't have a problem about it. I mean, the citizens of Baltimore City don't have a problem about the money being mishandled and misspent anyway, just to make a political stand. And, you know, that's just a typical mind thought and mind process of the typical liberal that just goes along to get along. And that's how it is in Baltimore City politics. That's why they had so many problems with the way that the mayor race went, and that the fact that they were, you know, that they had election judges showing up, and they didn't have the proper identification. But this is typical politics. This is typical Baltimore City politics. So I'm not surprised by none of them.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm losing faith in people, though. I gotta tell you, I sat here and watched last night in the California elections, and my dad used to say it about Massachusetts, and you'll relate to this being from Baltimore. You know, the last three Massachusetts, the House leaders, the last three of them have been impeached for committing crimes, and he said he believes that everyone in the legislators could get out on the state house steps. They could flip the bird off to the Massachusetts voters the day before an election, and they would all still win in a landslide.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, but like I said before, that's what scares me about all of this, is that they're the type of voters that you don't want voting, but it's nothing you can do to stop them. And I can see why a lot, like here in Maryland, I mean, I'm not from Maryland, I'm from New York, but I live in Maryland. I work in Maryland. But
spoken like a true New Yorker. But, you know, I am not from Maryland, I'm from New York. Okay, let's get that straight right now.
right. But my mentality is not the mentality of a Marylander. A Marylander, not to say all of them, but at least 85 to 90% of them, is to go along and get along. And you know, whatever the government says to do, okay, that's what we're gonna go with, even though if I think it's wrong, because they don't want to stand up and speak their mind, and that's how this world almost seems like it's getting to a fact that you can't stand up, and if you speak your mind, then you're a troublemaker. And any of my colleagues know at work that's how, and anyone that knows me personally knows that's how I am. I speak my mind, but I only speak about things that are factual. I don't speak about things that I hear from this person or that person, but they don't like people that they don't like citizens to speak up, and you should speak up because it's your tax money that's paying for all of that.
I know when you think about all the damage that was done in that city, and I think people don't think of the bigger picture. Think of all the tax revenues that were lost. Think of all the payroll taxes that were lost because of people that lost their jobs at CVS and other places, and then the city had to pay to rebuild some of that stuff. And I'm sure they're paying cops for sick time that are out because of everything that went down. People don't put all those numbers together, and they don't realize how bad it is. Right.
Well, actually, it was worse. It was worse than appeared to be. You know, that's why they had video of the riot situation at the mall, the Mondawmin Mall, and they didn't. And now the city has taken and sealed it. They don't even want the video shown. And I'm like, okay, so what are you hiding? I mean, all we have to do is go to YouTube, and we can see. Matter of fact, I looked at some of the footage from it, I mean, being this old that it's now a year later, and you go look at it, and it's horrible. It's horrible. And, to see so many police officers get hurt and this and that, people throwing bottles, rocks, anything they can grab that put their hands on. And, every time I see one that dealt with that situation, I tip my hat to them. And, God bless them because they went through some things. I mean, yes, they're all bad police officers, but to go through something like that and be a part of it and almost lose your life, that's hard.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And we need to treat, I know this is going to spark, well, no, the normal people won't have a problem with this. But, we really need to help our police officers out. You think about what they do. We got to go a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, because we will be right back. We got Corey Duncan live. You can see his pretty little face there. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As he does every week, Corey Duncan joins me, and he's we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore, and always have a good time when Corey's on the show. Corey, thanks so much for joining me. I always have a good time when you're with me. You there?
Always a pleasure to come on.
So, yes. Listen, talk to me about this. I know you deal with a lot of government employees. You know, I know where you're at and what have you. Do they not see what's going on in Baltimore? Do they put the numbers together that this is costing a boatload of tax dollars? You know what I'm saying? I mean, or the government just has more money than they know what to do with? Is that kind of the attitude?
Well, see, you know, of course with that, because you have people that's going around writing blank checks, and nobody has, you know, nobody's having the checks and balances checked. So more or less, that's always like that when you get a Democrat or liberal in office. They just write anything, and they don't balance anything, and they try, and then what they do, they blame it on the predecessor before, well, you know, the person before them, so... That's how that works. But no, most of my colleagues that I talk to or talk with about the riots or about anything like, I mean, most of them don't live in the Baltimore City area, so they weren't really affected by it. But what they did talk was through somebody else and what they saw on television. So I dismissed that and I tried to talk to them legitimately about what was really the facts and what was going on. It is two sides to every story. Never believe what you hear the TV, the television tell you, because everything is edited, so never believe that. That's why talk radio and what we're doing right now is so important, because it gets the truth out.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's we're seeing more and more stories right now, and I love these stories, about kids that you know grew up in areas where they should not have had any chance of making it work, and they did. And, you know, they had strong parents with them, because, you know, you've read about this I don't know, I want to call him an animal. I don't even want to call him a young man. This animal that raped the girl behind the dumpster for 20 minutes And his dad is pleading that the judge be lenient on him because, you know, why should he be punished for the rest of his life for a mere 20-minute incident? And I'm saying to myself, are you serious? Did you really say that? I mean, he ruined a woman's life. I mean, forever, till the day she dies, she's going to have that pig in her face, in her mind. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's like the same thing with the, I think it was the Norwegians or whoever was saying about the Muslims a couple of weeks ago, the Muslim refugees that were coming, the Syrian refugees that were coming from other countries that, you know, they had a lot of situations where they were raping, like, the women. And it was just like, okay, well, you suppose, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just turn our back to it? But, you know, when you have a society and they accept with this thing with the transgender going into the men's bathroom and not, you know, everybody, you know, it's a big problem with that. And I heard today that Target lost a lot of customers. They, you know, their stocks have been down because nobody's going to come there and shop in your store. And you had that kind of, you know, that kind of foolishness going on. But, that's the way society is now. It's like, you know, it's almost like the hourglass. It's upside down. We say bad is good and good is bad. So,
oh, we are. Well, I think what it is, it goes back to, you know, the 80s parents where you couldn't keep score and you really shouldn't give grades and you shouldn't mark papers in red because it makes the kids feel bad. And, you know, there was never really right or wrong. I remember my first it had to be 10 years ago now, but I remember one of my managers who decided that when something went wrong, you didn't place blame. You simply, you know, figured out what it was and fixed it. And I'm going, wait a minute. It's not a blame thing to look at somebody and say, you did something wrong. Don't do this again. Do it this way so we don't all have to clean up your mess. And they didn't like that. Made them feel
bad. See, that's the thing that a lot of us have done. Well, not a lot of people from my generation is that they don't make excuses for things that are not morally right or not, who am I to say it, but it is what it is. So my whole thing with this is that the fact that in life you have to have a situation where you have accountability. And if people are doing things and you're not being held accountable for it, then there's a problem. And that's what's wrong with the world now. The world now is everyone is just doing what they want to do. And nobody's being held accountable. So it's almost like, okay, we make rules, but the rules are only used for if we're wrong. If we're wrong, then we use the rule, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's hogwash.
Yeah, my grandfather would slap you upside the head. My dad would do the same thing. You would slap upside the head and say, you know, what are you thinking?
Absolutely.
But it wasn't long and drawn out. Everything was shortly thereafter forgiven, right? It wasn't a big deal, was it?
No, it wasn't a big deal, but it's a way how to correct in us as parents, we know we come from a generation where our parents were very hard on us, and it wasn't called child abuse. It was more or less correct you.
Yeah, but look, you've told me about your mom, okay? And you didn't need psychiatric care. You grew up to be a pretty good guy. And I would think that she's proud of, you know, where you're at and what you're doing and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? And yet there's a lot of parents of today that would say she needed to go, you know, get checked out. She needed to go for psychiatric care for the way she treated you guys. Well, then my mother would have had a gun. My father would have had a gun. My grandfather would have had a gun. Two of my aunts and uncles. I mean, they don't like it. That's a key phrase. They don't like it. So it must be wrong. Just nuts.
No, I mean, well, you know, everyone has their own recollection of how to discipline their kids or how to teach them. And I mean, I'm not saying go knock the head off all the time.
No.
I mean, but if you start off young and you start off young teaching them that this is right and this is wrong, you won't have that problem. See, the problem lies with that is the parent waits until the child gets 14 now we all know that now is earlier than when it was when our generation. Our generation was about 15 or 16. Now you have to start as low as 8 or 9 to really discipline and get that mind straight and get their mind focused on what you need them to get the mind focused on. Like my kids, I guess we can do this. we can do that, we can do this, but you still have your schoolwork and you still have things and chores that you have to do, because the world is, you know, you can do everything you want, but it all still goes back to how you were brought up. And that's what's wrong with this country right now. Like I said before, when we started doing things like taking the Pledge of Allegiance out of the school and taking God out of the school and taking religion out of the school, that's where all of it started at. And see, it's been done systematically because of the people that we have in politics, the judges, and the teachers union and the teachers. We have some fabulous teachers in this world, mm-hmm. but you know, but because of the situation and they're basically being micromanaged, what more can you do? If you want to keep a job, you have to do what they say. It sounds like it is not the truth, but it is. It is pretty much the truth.
No, I agree with you. There are some great. What bothers me about the teacher stuff is there are some great teachers. And matter of fact, I even go as far to say that the bad teachers are so much of a lower percentage as the teachers of as a whole. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But what bothers me is that the union and others will not call those teachers out. They won't say, look, we appreciate our jobs and what we're doing, and we love teaching the kids, but those people are bad. Those teachers don't deserve to be here. That is the only thing that bothers me when you get to that whole union mentality.
Well, you know what that is. That's politics. That's politics, and that's, they have to go along with the protocol, because if they're getting fed money, they're getting federal money, you know that they have to meet a certain standard and a certain criteria, or they don't get the money, or they don't pass a certain number of kids, then they don't get the money. And you know, it's almost like a department I worked in, and they had, I walked into the warehouse and they had millions of laptops. And I said, man, why don't they give these to schools or do this? They said they do. And then sometimes, you know, it's almost like they use it as a bargaining chip. But they said, we got to get rid of everything by the end of the physical year,
yeah,
or we can't get any more money.
That's right. Are you
serious? This is my tax money.
That's true, because what happens is they do the budgets every year, and if you don't use the budget money up, then the next year you don't need it. Anyway,
right.
Got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Corey Duncan joins us live. Check out Skype. Check us out. Seriously, when we come back, we'll be back in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to it. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. We have a good time when he's on the show with me. I lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore because he's not afraid to tell it like it is, as they say, when it comes to what went on in Baltimore, what still goes on in Baltimore, and the fact that that whole crew needs to be wiped out. Although, you know what, Corey, you got more guts than I do, because if you wipe them out, you know they're just going to vote in a whole bunch more, you know, lazy Dem bureaucrats that'll just keep that city in ruins.
Well, once again, thank you for having me on the show live this week. But my thing of it is that I don't know. You know, it all depends. But then again, when you have, be ignorant about, but when you have an ignorant voter and you have a person that's ignorant to the facts of the way things are, this is what you have. You have people that put people in office because it's trendy, and I want to, and I have to go along with the group. Do you know how many arguments that I get into with anyone about, it's a world, we live in a world with a lot of people that are selfish and a lot of people that, you know, if you don't go along with the way I feel, it's something wrong. Yet, I can't tell you why I feel the way that I feel. And I get this all the time. So that's why I stop to keep myself fit and to keep myself from being able to live past 47 or whatever, or live way past my years, is not to stand or argue with them and waste my breath and time when I can educate somebody that will actually listen to what I have to say and understand that it's two sides to every story.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't know how those cities, again, Baltimore, Chicago, New York, we can go city after city after city and talk about how, no matter how bad, look at Chicago. I mean, a city with no guns, they've got the highest crime rate in the country, people are being shot there every weekend, and they still vote the same bums in all the time.
Well, you know, that's in the same recollection. How do you take... And you know, like Baltimore City is the same way, and nothing has changed. You know, I watched one of the videos on the ride, and the guy was like, "I told people at City Hall that this would happen sooner or later, that something would happen that would trigger a riot or whatever." But my thing with this is this.
Now listen. You're being dishonest. It wasn't a riot. Just ask a Mosby. It was nothing more than a protest from people that were frustrated, right?
Right. I mean, my thing of it is that and that's the excuse. We knew we was going to hear that. And like Governor Hogan, you know, she still has yet to say anything nice about the man. And he was the one that brought the National Guard in. If she hadn't waited for Reverend Al Sharpton to tell her what to do, or this leader, or this black civil rights leader, or that black civil rights leader, went along with the way the order of law is supposed to be in the protocol, you would have called them earlier and a riot would have been done and taken care of. But because she waited so long, that's why. But see, this is the thing. This is the rhetoric that you get when you live in these cities where it's run by 90% black and you want to blame whitey for everything and make excuses because you are the one that made this situation like this. It wasn't whitey. It was the black liberals that run these cities. And nobody to blame. You can't blame whitey for all of the killings in Baltimore City and Chicago and these other liberal cities where they just killing each other. I mean, Baltimore City is the murder rate is off the chain.
Yeah. They're having one of those.
Chicago needs the National Guard right now.
Yeah. Baltimore's having one of its worst crime sprees, crime, whatever you want to call it. In 40, 50, 60 years, I'm thinking they're gonna try to pin this on, you know, as well as I do, they're gonna try to pin this on Republicans. I don't know how, just like Flint, you know, that water problem's been going on there for 30 years.
And just think, and who was running the city?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I rest my case.
It has a Republican, no, see, you're missing it. It has a Republican governor, so therefore, it's the Republicans' fault because the governor didn't jump in, declare a state of emergency, try to get... No, you have to clean up your own messes. At some point in time, you have to be responsible for your own stuff.
Right. No, but like I told you before, it's always a situation where let's blame whitey and play the race card, and it really is our fault that this situation is the way it is.
Yep.
Flint was like that when I first heard that. I knew Flint, I knew what that was because... I had plenty of friends that live in Detroit, and they told me they just had complete corruption. And it's just like Baltimore City. It's the same thing. It's the same old rhetoric over and over and over. Get a new life. Get something new to talk about. Just like I was talking about Donald Trump, the same thing. Stop getting into these spats with Clinton and this and running your mouth. Stick to the topics. Don't get sidetracked because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to play that woman card and play the card with the, you know, if she becomes president, I know it would probably break me or whatever, but I had to move my family out of this country. I'm sorry. I cannot stay in this country with this woman because if you think, let me explain to everyone out there, even the Bernie Sanders voters, let me explain something to you. If this woman gets in office, she's going to be worse than Barack Obama. Trust me. She's going to be worse than him.
And I think she's going to be worse because she's going to think she can get away with more than him. She doesn't consider him a very smart man. So,
and
you know,
she doesn't like him. That's the thing. The Clintons do not like Obama.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, if anybody knows,
they're part of the same family. What do they know that we don't know? You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Yeah. But you have to understand that, I mean, Democrats can be Democrats, but there's a lot of Democrats that do not like each other. And but that's like that in every political facet. But the thing is that the Clintons do not like the Obama. And my thing with this, he'll go along with it because that's just protocol for the party or whatever. Yeah. But we really know that deep down. But this woman is not qualified to be president. They say that Donald Trump isn't. But Donald Trump is well, because you know why? He's not a part of the establishment. And that's what we need. And that's what people thought they were going to get when Barack Obama got in office, that we had somebody that wasn't like this and a man of color or whatever like that. And he was going to change, you know, he was the greatest thing to come along since Trump and Nickel Red. And it really, you know, like I told someone else the other day, what he hadn't done anything for me. I mean, I see people sit on the steps.
You're gonna get me in trouble. I said that last night. I said he's done absolutely nothing for the African American community, and you guys love him. He's done nothing but hurt your kids, bring your unemployment rate up.
The taxes for Obamacare are just kicking in, and now people are really starting to see. And I sit back and laugh. I'm like, you really starting to see now why? You know, how about this? Did you read the other day, did you read yesterday that he's going to hold the Hillary, that he's going to hold the papers for her back about this, it was supposed to be some other forms that were supposed to have been let loose, and he's going to hold it and seal it until after the election. Now, this man is so great and so honest about things, and the Democrats are so honest. Why not? You know, it's almost like what Nancy Pelosi said about Obamacare. We can't let you see what's in it until we pass it. When we pass it, we can let you see what the pork barrels and everything that's in it.
Yeah, because it'll be too late then, right? That's she knew it. She knew it would be too late. You know, yes, you're right. These people, they're sick people.
No, they're con artists. No, they're not sick. They know exactly what they're doing. They're the con artists. And when you're talking to an ignorant voter and they're just going along with what's trendy or what this person say, you know, I'm listening to all these actors say if Donald Trump becomes president, they're going to move and do this. Bye-bye. Because if it's my wishes and I go to vote, he'll be president. I can't wait. You know what? I hope and pray that he does because I can't wait to go to the inaugural. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm with you with this stuff. Hey, let's do a positive thing for a moment, okay? Let's, because I am so tired of hearing all that negative crap. You know, everybody thinks that we're gonna run out of time, but real quick, we got a teenager, okay? This teenager took 5 years to save up money selling newspapers. In 5 years, he now has enough money to go to college. To pay for his own college. He's out of Memphis. But here's what bothers me. They made a big deal out of the fact that he was African-American. All right? Now, they want us not to, you know, like it's a big deal that an African-American young man was able to save enough money to go to college. Oh, boy. Come on. That's a racist comment and story in and of itself, is it not?
No, it's not racist. If they say it, if you say it, it's racist. I keep telling you, you have to go by this double standard book they have. It's not thick, but it's very small. I commend the young man because you didn't have to wait on Barack and his uninformed, liberal, stupid government to run the claim that they can take credit for.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, tell people where they can find you because we're up on it, buddy.
Okay, you can reach me at Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter and Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook.
Well, Corey, always, always, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me tonight. We got a lot more coming up at the break. Don't go far. I'm serious, seriously. You got 2 more hours of craziness. Corey won't be with us. We already got the 1 hour of craziness gone. Hey, you're listening to GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Really, don't go far. You're going to have a good time.